What is up, everyone? You're listening to WKNC 88.1 FM HD1 Raleigh. We're a student-run nonprofit radio station based out of North Carolina State University. I'm DJ Lucid, and this is Off the Record. Here with me today are two of the extremely talented members of the alternative indie rock band from Asheville, Yesterday's Clothes. Welcome, you guys. Let's do some introductions.
My name's Hampton. I play guitar and sing in Yesterday's Clothes.
And I'm Connor. I play lead guitar.
All right. Welcome, you guys.
I was just going to mention that we have two other members that aren't here with us right now that play drums and bass, Jack and Jackson. So we miss them.
All right. Shout out to Jack and Jackson. So you guys are located in Asheville right now. Have you lived there your whole lives?
No, I moved here like four and a half years ago from small town South Carolina.
I've lived here since I was 11, so it feels like I grew up here pretty much.
All right, well, we at WKNC appreciate you making the time to meet with us today. Arguably, one of the most important questions that I ask when meeting bands is, how did the name Yesterday's Clothes come to be?
I had come up with that when in like high school or college before I moved here. I didn't have like anyone that I was really playing with, but I came up with that random. Well, I was working at an ice cream shop and we sold muffins and there were muffins and I was like, oh, the muffins from yesterday. And then I was like, yesterday's muffins sounds kind of cool. And then yesterday's clothes came out of that somewhere. But we used to be under a different name and then we decided to change it and that kind of came up and we didn't think of anything else.
Felt right. We thought it sounded cool.
Yeah.
Right. Definitely goes with your vibes. It's a little quirky, kind of eccentric.
Yeah.
So you guys have been working together for almost a year since 2023. Is that right?
Yeah, about September of 2023.
So gotcha. Not quite.
We had a different band, like under a different name before that. And we kind of, that's was been 3 or 4 years ago. And we played a few shows and then kind of stopped once COVID became a thing. And then kind of got it back up and going again last year.
Right. So you guys are still like a pretty baby band. How did you guys meet and decide to come together?
I met Connor's younger brother, Cooper, who does all our like media and booking stuff. Shout out Cooper. We love him. I met Cooper working at a church camp, actually, and then was hired to come play music at his family's church here in Asheville, which Connor and our drummer Jack were already playing with the church. So we were like, let's just do our own music too.
Yeah. And then myself and then Jack and Jackson, we went to high school together. So I've known them for a while.
Gotcha. So, you know, a few of you have been friends for even longer than you've been collaborating as a band. How does this connection really affect your writing process?
The writing process isn't super like collaborative. Like it's usually like Connor will make a track, like all the music. It's like, here's an idea. And like, we'll learn it together as a band. And then I'll write like vocals over it, like kind of separate. We haven't done much actual like sit down writing together.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird, I guess, but
you know. Yeah, I mean, a couple of things. Yeah. The songs, they definitely change like when we get all together.
Yeah, for sure.
Kind of work over them, but.
Yeah, so you'd say it's a little bit more divided between instrumental and lyricism?
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, you guys, you only started releasing music to platforms this past year, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, how long have each of you been making music in general?
I started playing saxophone in middle school and then kind of stopped and then picked up ukulele and guitar and stuff in high school. And it was kind of just for fun, playing at church and stuff like that. And then once I moved here, kind of decided to, it'd be fun to make our own stuff and try to play shows and stuff like that.
Yeah. I started learning guitar probably in seventh grade. And then kind of in high school, I got more into like production and stuff, started learning some other instruments. And it's kind of how I got going with that.
Saxophone versus like this alternative rock that you have going on. That's a pretty big jump.
Yeah, I guess. The saxophone era feels like a long, I want to get back into the saxophone, but that feels like a long, long time ago.
Yeah,
for sure.
So clearly you had like a little style change somewhere along the way. Have you always enjoyed playing this kind of music or?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I always have. I don't know. I feel like it pretty directly is influenced by like what we listen to a lot of the time. But I don't know. We listen to a lot of different stuff, but I think a lot of it is sort of the route we're going sound wise.
Well, your music style definitely has a pretty blended sound, like very much so alternative rock, but I think I hear a little indie somewhere in the background. Would you agree?
Oh yeah,
Yeah,
absolutely.
absolutely.
And then our bassist Jackson comes from more of the like jam band, like funk world, so he helps us get a little groovy here and there. Try to make it fun.
Yeah, you all kind of have an influence on the sound in the band.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, we all have kind of different tastes in music. I mean, there's definitely crossover in tastes of music between all of us, but overall it's pretty different.
What would you say personally you bring to the table?
I mean, I probably listen to the most like indie stuff out of the four of us. Like, I don't know, like The Districts are one of my favorite bands. One of my favorite artists is Albert Hammond Jr., which is the guitarist of The Strokes, but I listen to more of his stuff than The Strokes, probably.
Connor won't say it, but he's kind of the musical mastermind behind our stuff. He's kind of the where it all comes from. We're just along for the
The musical mastermind. Interesting. So, are there any notable influences that you guys feel really inspire you as a band?
I mean, definitely like, the Strokes kind of vibe is, whether it's on purpose or not, kind of how it,
Yeah,
I
I mean,
don't know.
it's guitar music, so like a lot of what we listen to kind of is influenced by it. I mean, like Kings of Leon, Band of Horses, The Districts. I mean, there's a long list of bands.
British bands, Aussie bands.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So, what kind of themes do you guys try to tackle in the lyrics of your songs?
A lot of the like older stuff I would write was a lot of just like sad boy kind of like, oh, I'm so like, whatever. But late, I'm trying to be more like not necessarily like fun and feel good, but touch on like social issues and like, trying to connect with nature and appreciating what we have.
Yeah, I mean, I would say just like life as a 20 something, just trying to be able to connect with other people.
Yeah. A lot of your branding and promotions is like about connecting with nature and being outside and really feeling life. How does that influence your songwriting?
Don't know. We just love being out in the
Yeah.
woods, and I think you write what and we spend a lot of time camping and hiking and try to do a yearly road trip. So
Yeah. I mean, Asheville, I mean, is
it's a beautiful
very
place.
pretty. There's mountains everywhere. So we like to get out and hike as much as we can.
Do you feel that really drives your creativity process?
Absolutely. I mean, I would say in general, not even musically, but just as a person, makes me feel better.
Yeah, for sure.
Gotcha. Well, you guys just came out with a new single not even a month ago called Years Are Short. Congratulations.
Thank you very
Thank you,
much.
thank you.
Yeah, we're stoked on it.
Could you tell us what inspired this specific song?
Yeah, so a lot of that, it's pretty directly inspired from my best friend back home from like high school and college. Me and him had a lot of all-nighters together, long drives together, talking about life and God and what it all means. And, long drives together really bring you together. And it's just very important to get out and do fun things and enjoy life, because like if you're not having fun, like what are you doing? What's the point?
Yeah, I mean, I'd agree with all that. He wrote all the lyrics, but
Oh.
I definitely like getting out with the people you love and adventuring, enjoying life.
So, do you guys have any upcoming projects or albums in the works?
I think the game plan is just singles through the rest of the year.
Yeah, I mean, we're sitting on probably 5 or 6 songs that will probably be out by the end of the year. Probably mostly as singles, and then we'll start thinking about whole projects next year.
And what are the vibes of those songs like?
Kind of similar.
Yeah, a couple of them are a little more like, you know, slower, like breakup song vibes versus like the, well, I guess Fantasize is sort of breakup song. Kind of, well.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're a little different, a little more just slower, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I would say musically and sound wise, it's pretty similar to the two singles.
Yeah.
Just like driving guitars, pretty upbeat.
So let's talk about how you guys are very big on social media promoting and using your platform to interact with fans. Would you say this is important to you, the social media aspect of it all?
Absolutely. Yeah. Unfortunately, in today's world, you have to be on top of all that. And luckily, we have who we mentioned earlier, Connor's brother, Cooper, who is kind of heading up all of that for us.
Yeah.
And is doing a lot of the creative media stuff. But yeah, it's definitely important. And it is very cool. Like, I don't want to like bash on social media because it is awesome that, you know, as we make fans, we can interact with them and be like, hey, we see you. Like, thanks for joining the ride.
Yeah, it's cool to connect with people in there if they're liking the stuff.
Is that a way that you guys are going to promote your upcoming projects?
For sure.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Get on that TikTok grind and the Instagram reels and all that stuff.
Well, there's a way to have fun with that, you know, as much as it is.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. We don't like hate it. It's how it is. Mm-hmm. You got to do it.
Right. Well, I think on that note, we're going to take a short break to play y'all Years Are Short by none other than Yesterday's Close. We'll be right back. How much longer I will last? All my false joys in the past. I'm out of the cave now, but it hasn't got any brighter. So tell me some stories, you know, like the tale of a stranger who doesn't grow old. Screaming with your pen all night, trying to learn from greater minds. Up the fight, I'm sick of this life. Screaming with your pen all night, I'm trying to learn from greater minds. Ready to give up the fight. The days are long, the years are short. I can't do it anymore. Live a life suffering. Trying to learn from greater minds. That was Years Are Short by Yesterday's Clothes. Would you guys like to give us a little bit more detail about anything specific in that song in particular?
Yeah. So the first verse is kind of, you know, it's kind of referencing like, you know, existential philosophical stuff that my best friend, who the song's about, was like really into. I didn't do like a whole lot of reading of that stuff, but he would just read books like all night long. And then we would hang out and he would just spill all the information that he had just learned at me. So that was always really fun. And then, you know, second verse, I'm talking about like, he became a teacher and how we kind of after college or like during college kind of went on different routes, but still much love for each other. And then the bridge kind of talks about like my journey, like leaving the church and how, you know, after seeing things from the inside of like the behind the scenes of how a church works, it was like, okay, I don't know if I am into all this anymore. And yeah, and then the chorus just kind of, you know, get out, have fun, enjoy your life. Don't worry so much about what you should or shouldn't be doing, I guess.
But now we're going to talk about your performances. You guys have been busy this year with lots of live performances.
Oh, yes.
And you guys are currently enjoying your winter 2024 tour, hitting lots of East Coast venues. How's that been?
That's right. Well, we've been through like January and February. We kind of just did some like one off, like one or two show, like weekend runs, like hit Raleigh, Wilmington, a couple Asheville shows. And then I guess by the time this comes out, this will have already happened. But so starting tomorrow, we're heading up the coast doing six nights straight in Richmond, Baltimore, DC, Philadelphia, New Jersey, and Brooklyn. Yeah, it's going to be a good time. Our first proper, road trip playing music.
Yeah, we're pumped about it. Curious to see how it goes.
What's the location that you guys are looking forward to the most?
I think our Asbury Park show should be pretty fun. It's with a pretty cool local band there. And then Philadelphia should be a pretty good show as well.
Yeah. I've heard great things about Richmond. I've never really been, but everyone keeps telling me it's a really cool spot. So I'm excited to see it. I'm excited to see Brooklyn too. I've been to New York a couple times, but never actually into Brooklyn. So I'm excited to see what they're all about over there.
Yeah, Brooklyn sounds like it's going to be crazy, but where have you guys been playing ever since you started making music?
Just kind of cities within like 4 or 5 hours from us. We played Atlanta, Wilmington. We've played Raleigh a handful of times, Charlotte. Played Johnson City, Tennessee. I don't know. My favorites has probably been Wilmington and Raleigh.
Yeah, so far. They treated us real good over there.
Well, we hope you come back to Raleigh soon, but we know you have a lot coming up, so that should be really exciting for you guys.
I think there's another Raleigh show or two on the books.
Yeah, we'll be back.
We'll be back for sure.
Do you have any dates for that?
I think the next one is July 19th. Let us double check.
Let's see here.
Yeah,
July 19th will be in Raleigh, Friday.
So you have a very energetic stage presence when you're up there performing, which I think kind of goes with your alternative rock style. Would you say that's a big part of your image?
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
It feels pretty natural, but it's like, I don't know, we're up there having the time of our lives, so it's going to be pretty energetic.
After the first show we ever played back in like 2019, I just remember getting off stage and thinking that was the most fun I've ever had, and I want to keep doing it. So I think the more fun that we're having on stage, the more that allows for the crowd to have fun. You know, it's like you're at a concert. Let's jump around and stuff.
You guys, when you do get off a performance like that, what's the energy like afterwards?
I mean, it's definitely like your mind's kind of all over the place. You're like, okay, I need to get all our shit out of the way. And okay, I need to talk to people. And oh, is people want to buy merch? It's definitely a period where you have to process, but you don't necessarily get to right there in the moment. You kind of have to wait till you get home before it's really like, okay. But, you know, and then, you know, post-show blues can definitely be a thing as well. Like if I felt like I had an off night, it's like, oh, dang it, I could have been better. But it's definitely, for the most part, a very good kind of euphoric feeling. You're like, yeah, I'm like, we trust
Yeah.
that.
Yeah, sometimes it feels like a 40-minute blackout playing a show, and then
True.
you get done and you're like, I don't know what just happened.
Yeah, waiting around the venue all day can feel like it just drags on forever, and then you finally get on stage and it's like goes by just like that.
Yeah, recently you guys have been playing a lot of shows at North Carolina venues to start your tour off, but you also do a lot of house shows, right?
Yeah, we've done a couple.
Couple.
Which do you prefer?
I don't know. I mean, both are good for different things. I mean,
Yeah.
like if you're looking at it like technically, like sound wise and stuff, like a real venue is going to be a little bit better. But some house shows bring a way better energy, more energy in different ways. It's more personal. You kind of, it's more like a party. You're just hanging out with everyone.
Gotcha. Do you guys play a lot of covers at your shows?
We do like one or two per set usually. Yeah.
What's the fan favorite?
We do. There's a handful of Stroke songs that we do. We did a Pine Grove song that some people really enjoyed.
Yeah, the Strokes ones we do are Alone Together, Last Night, Someday. Those are the main ones we do. Usually not all on the same night. We'll switch it up every now and
We're
again.
trying to get away from the Stroke songs. We've been doing them too much. We need to find some different songs to cover.
Yeah. It's cool to do covers
But they're
though. It's
definitely
just like
fun.
so, because most of our songs aren't out, so it kind of gives the crowd something to enjoy that they know.
Do you guys have any stories of your first live performances?
I remember in our first show way back when I was like, and this is still a thing that happens sometimes, but I tend to have to like fight with the mic stand, like it's stable or wobble or like unstable or wobbly, or I'm like accidentally smacking it with my face. And but at our first show, the microphone like fell off of the stand, and I remember like having to like unwind it and put it back on, but like taking like still having to sing and then like try to fix it and like back to singing. And I was like, I can't believe that went as smoothly as it did, considering
Yeah.
what was happening.
Our most recent show in Charlotte, our bassist had a beer sitting on Hampton's amp, and Hampton's amp fell over, and it was in a glass, so it shattered.
Yeah, sitting right in the middle of a song. So that was, there were like the venue people, you know, they're trying to clean it. They're like mopping as we're like right next to us as we're playing. And it's
We're
like,
like
oh man,
finishing the song,
what's
but
going on? Yeah, that was weird, but funny looking back at it.
you can't like get too upset about that stuff. You kind of just got to laugh about it, carry on.
Yeah. Oh, and then that show, a few songs later, there was like we did a Chats cover where I put my guitar down and I like run around. And I like slipped and like busted my butt on the spilled beer in the middle of the song. I was like, oh, dang it. That sucks, but you know, whatever.
Well, it sounds like you guys just wake up performers.
We try.
Do you practice
We
any
try.
band rituals before you go on stage?
No, we don't really have any
Nothing like
rituals.
super specific. I
Yeah.
mean, we'll like all be there together and talk about stuff a little bit, but
It's
I don't
mostly
know.
just, all right, let's do it. Play
Yeah.
good. Don't mess up.
Yeah, we try to warm up a little bit, but
Play
I'll do
good.
push-ups.
Yeah. Push-ups.
Yeah.
Push-ups from time to time, or
Gets
a
me
little
going.
some jumping jacks or something. Definitely like to, sometimes I find myself feeling the need to like run for a minute, like before we get on. It's like, okay, let's get it together.
Gotcha. So before we close off, we are going to be playing one more song by Yesterday's Clothes for you guys called Fantasize, which came out just last year in 2023. Could you guys tell us a little bit about this new single?
Yeah, so that song is kind of about, I guess it was like a situation thing that I was in with a girl where it was like, okay, we're just hanging out, you know, no commitments here. And then of course, like I caught feelings where she didn't. It was like, oh, like, you know, you know how that goes. Maybe you don't. It was about a girl I had a crush on who did not feel the same.
Is there any specific lyrics that you can tell us about?
There's one lyric where it's like, It sounds so silly just saying it, but I'll wine you and dine you. And our bass player was like, he thought that was hilarious. He was like, wow, I can't believe it. He's like, that's so funny. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but that's, yeah.
So, do you guys try to keep your lyrics more general or a little bit individualized?
I definitely want, a lot of thought goes into it, and I want it to have some like meaning, and I want to mean what I'm saying. But at the same time, more recently, I'm trying to be less like thinking about, okay, this song has to be like about this specific thing, and more like just let the words flow, like what sounds good, but still means something.
One last question before we close off. What do you guys love about music?
Man.
Everything. I mean, when I listen to music, it's like when I feel like I feel the most.
For sure. And something about, live shows, like just the energy and the emotions that like music brings out in you, like maybe emotions you didn't know you had or feelings you haven't felt in a long time, and then you hear a song and it's like, whoa, like that's, I don't know, that's really cool.
Yeah, I mean,
Brings people together.
I can be kind of like analytic when listening to music, but I think that's fun too. I mean, it's, I don't know. It just depends on the song.
Gotcha. So, where can our listeners see your socials or listen to your music?
Yeah, so both our songs that are out currently are on all the platforms, your Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, wherever you hear your music. We're on Instagram at Yesterday's Clothes. TikTok is that also
Yeah.
at Yesterday's Clothes? Yeah. We're on Facebook too, I think. I don't know if anyone uses Facebook, but we do post on Facebook as well.
All right. Well, it's been a pleasure to meet you both. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me.
Yeah, thanks
Yeah,
for having
thanks for
us.
having us. It was fun.
I appreciate y'all for tuning in, and you can check out the interviews I do with other local artists at wknc.org/podcasts by clicking on Off the Record. I'm DJ Lucid. This is Off the Record, and you were just listening to Yesterday's Close on WKNC 88.1 FM HD1 Raleigh. I'm gonna send you off with one more song by our friends called Fantasized, so make sure to tune in. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you next time.